Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松，我是 DJ 野童桥。今天只为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 98.那在节目开始之前呢，要再次提醒各位，如果大家想要查看每日 Jeffrey 所提到的例句，那就请点击每次节目的封面照片就好了。那在照片里面， Jeffrey 已经把所有的例句都呈现给大家了。 Okay, today's Monday and let's check it out what we're going to have for today. 那我们来看一下今天我们要学习的内容有什么呢？So, we will start with hog. 那今天要和大家分享的一个词叫做 hog. H-O-G, hog. 这个词呢，大家其实应该是非常熟悉了。It means pig. 它跟 pig 一样的意思，是猪的意思啊。Hog, H-O-G, 记住了。And the first expression we're going to have is go hog wild. Go, G-O, hog.H-O-G, wild, W-I-L-D, go hog wild. 那这个短语什么意思呢？如果是看过给猪喂食的这个朋友，应该都会知道，这些小猪们看见这些饲料就会特别的兴奋，争先恐后啊。那 go hog wild 已经流传来说比较久了，差不多有一个世纪。它可以描述咱们高兴的发疯的样子，也可以表示万分的激怒。那我们来听接下来这个例子，想想这里的 go hog wild 说的是哪种心理状态呢？到底是兴奋的发疯，还是万分的激怒？说话人是一个爸爸，他在描述自己带了一条小狗回家给孩子们一个惊喜。那你们能想象到孩子们见了小狗时的情景吗？Okay, here is the example. The kids went hog wild, chasing the poor puppy all around the house, then fighting over who got to hold it, pet it, and give it a bowl of dog food. 他说，孩子们简直是高兴得发疯了，把可怜的小狗追得满屋子转，接着又争抢着要抱它、抚摸它，并给它一碗狗粮。 So here,Went hog wild 显然表示的是高兴的发疯。 Come on, let's listen to it one more time. The kids went hog wild, chasing the poor puppy all around the house, then fighting over who got to hold it, pet it, and give it a bowl of dog food. So remember, go hog wild 指的是可以表示怎么样，非常兴奋啊，高兴的发疯的样子。那当然，养过小狗或者养过狗的朋友们应该也都知道啊，这个 dogs can bring you joy， 那小狗呢能给你带来欢乐，但是 sometimes they are just your nightmares， 那有时候他们会让你怎么样，绝对是你的噩梦啊。那接下来这个例句呢，我们就听一下他说的是什么。 I went hog wild when I saw this mess.I chased him around, cornered him, and was about to spank him when he wagged his tail and licked my hand, and I couldn't be mad anymore.
他说了，我看到这一团糟啊，就气得发疯，于是我到处追小狗，把它赶到角落里没有地方逃的时候，正要准备狠狠地教训他一顿，他却又摇尾巴又舔我的手，让我再也生不起气来了。
That's right, sometimes they're really cute, adorable, and sweet, right? But sometimes they, oh gosh. Anyway, let's listen to this example one more time. I went hog wild when I saw this mess. I chased him around, cornered him, and was about to spank him when he wagged his tail and licked my hand, and I couldn't be mad anymore.
那无论怎么样呢，每次看到他们萌萌的样子啊，就即使再生气可能也是下不了手的，养过宠物的朋友们都非常清楚了。 OK,
so have you ever gone hog wild before?
那大家有没有曾经有兴奋的发疯或者是万分生气的状况呢？ You can share with me, just text me the sentence using Go Hog Wild.
那大家可以通过用 Go Hog Wild 这个短语造句和 Jeffrey 分享一下了。
And the second expression we're going to have today is Hog Heaven.
那今天要学习的第二个短语呢叫做 Hog Heaven。Heaven, H-E-A-V-E-N, 是天堂的意思了。但是也可以用来泛指任何带来极大快乐的地方。那想象下还是跟猪有关呢。
Just imagine that pigs are in a pond of mud rolling over in it.
那小猪们如果在这个泥塘里打滚，那我们都知道猪喜欢泥，对不对？在泥塘里打滚，那他们有多开心多快乐呀。所以这一滩泥塘对他们来说就是他们的 Hog Heaven， 他们的天堂了。那这个短语呢也是因此而得来的。那接下来我们再来听一个例句，感受一下 Hog Heaven 的含义。
Have you tried the new restaurant that serves all you can eat for $7?It's Hog Heaven if you like nothing better than to stuff yourself until you can't eat one more bite.
他说，你去过那家新餐厅了吗？那儿供应每人$7吃到饱为止的自助餐。这地方对好吃又喜欢把自己塞得胀破肚皮的人来说，简直就是天堂了。
Okay, come on, listen to it one more time.Have you tried that new restaurant that serves all you can eat for $7? It's Hog Heaven if you like nothing better than to stuff yourself until you can't eat one more bite.
所以对吃货朋友们来讲，刚才那个情景呢，就是什么呀？他们的天堂了。那人各有所好嘛。那接下来听一下这位 Jerry 同学，他的 Hog Heaven 又是哪儿呢？ Jerry最喜欢去健身房练举重，练就一身发达的肌肉。哎
，workout has been like very common recently。
那我们来听一下这个例句
：Jerry gets so tired lifting weights that he barely has the strength left to get home. But then he's in Hog Heaven down at the beach when the girls crowd around to admire all his bulging muscles.
Jerry 举重已经累得几乎连回家的力气都没有了，但是一到海边，一群姑娘围着观赏他鼓鼓的肌肉的时候，他就已经怎么样 ？In Hog Heaven 已经高兴的飘飘然了啊，忘乎所以了。
Okay, let's listen to one more time. Jerry gets so tired lifting weights that he barely has the strength left to get home. But then he's in Hog Heaven down at the beach when the girls crowd around to admire all his bulging muscles. So, for different person, then we have different Hog Heavens.
那对于不同的人来说呢，这个 Hog Heaven 当然是不一样的了，因为每个人都各有所好嘛。
So, I just want to know, what is your Hog Heaven?
那大家的 Hog Heaven 又是什么地方呢？大家在什么样的环境中会忘乎会乐的忘乎所以呢 ？OK,
come on, try to share that with Jeffrey using Hog Heaven. OK, and that's all for today. And you're listening to English Marathon, and this is Jeffrey. Hope you enjoyed my program, and I will see you on Wednesday. Thank you, guys. Bye bye.